This is Terry Mandel, D.O. dictating an attorney letter to Ken, an attorney letter to Dan Gore. Dan Gore, attorney at law, the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Gore, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Jatoya Lewis, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is J-A-T-O-Y-A, last name Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, period. On September 3rd, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 28-year-old female who was involved in an automobile accident on or about April 10th, 2021, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. There was questionable loss of consciousness, period. Another vehicle ran a stop sign. This resulted in the patient's vehicle being struck in the driver's side, period. She was driving a Chevy Malibu and was hit by an SUV, period. The patient's vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. The patient was jerked, period. A few minutes later, she had pain in her left knee, comma, left ankle, comma, abrasions of her left arm with pain, comma, and left waist pain, period. Despite treatment present day, she is still having problems with her left knee, period. New paragraph. Her left knee pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent pain, period. It occurs approximately 5 hours per day, period. It is a stabbing and throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 6 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. The knee buckles at times, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient, where she was seen in the emergency room via ambulance at Anderson Essentia Hospital, period. She was treated and released after radiographic studies, as well as morphine and saline, period. A couple months later, she was seen at Ortho Indy. She had an MRI. She was seen a few times. She was referred to physical therapy, period. She had follow-ups with Ortho Indy, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with basketball, comma, hiking, comma, walking over 1 mile, comma, working out, comma, standing over 4 hours, comma, and yard work, period. New paragraph, medications denies. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter pain medicine as well as stretching exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for indoor and outdoor allergies. New paragraph, past surgical history denies. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history. The patient never injured her left knee in the past, period. The patient has not been involved in serious automobile accidents, only minor auto accidents, and none that required treatment, period. She was involved in an automobile accident at age 19 with diffuse pain. He was treated in the emergency room without permanency or follow-up, period. As far as a work injury, she had a couple while working automotive. One was a laceration with staples. There was no permanency. She lacerated her right arm and calf as well. At age 16, she fractured her ribs when she had bronchitis that resolved, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is a commerce supervisor that does a lot of walking. She is working full-time, period. She missed 1 week of work as a result of this injury, period. new paragraph. After review of her medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. Independent Medical Records Review from Indiana Medical Consulting, August 10th, 2023. They talk about a CT of the abdomen and pelvis was performed, demonstrating no acute traumatic injury. X-rays of the left femur were negative for fracture. X-rays of the ankle were negative, period. She was diagnosed with a left ankle sprain and abdominal pain, period. Records from Dr. Randolph, April 5th, 2022, diagnosed her with chondromalacia of the patella and left knee pain, period. MRI images showed some prepatellar soft tissue swelling and a trace of fusion within the knee, period. Summary of independent medical examination was examined in the office on July 19th, 2023. Discussion was made of a motor vehicle accident of April 10th, 2021. On the examination, left knee flexion with a very mild patellofemoral crepitance, period. Mild pain over the anterior lateral fat pad and lateral retinaculum, period. Diagnosis of left knee is patellofemoral chondromalacia, period. She has crepitation on both knees, although her right knee is asymptomatic, period. MRI was consistent with chondromalacia, period. There is no significant objective evidence that demonstrates that Ms. Lewis sustained a significant injury to her left knee as a result of the motor vehicle accident of April 10th, 2021, period. States that she likely had some patellofemoral chondromalacia prior to the motor vehicle accident, although no physical exam or MRI was performed prior to the motor vehicle accident on April 10th, 2021, period. Because there are no significant objective findings on the MRI showing any significant causal damage from the motor vehicle accident, I believe that there is no significant causal connection between Ms. Lewis' symptoms and the motor vehicle accident of April 10th, 2021, period. They state that they feel that the current complaints of pain within the knee are due to patellofemoral chondromalacia, period. And they say that the patellofemoral chondromalacia likely preexisted the motor vehicle accident that may have aggravated a preexisting condition, period. I do not feel treatment is necessary, period. End of that report. Radiographic report MRI of the knee, April 1st, 2022. There is mild edema in the subcutaneous fat along the anterior aspect of the knee, period. There is mild thinning and irregularity of the articular cartilage on the lateral patellar facet, period. Impression, mild chondromalacia of the lateral patellar facet, knee effusion. Next number is knee effusion. There is a linear band of abnormal signal oriented in the sagittal plane extending down the center of the distal femur, period. This may be an old hairline fracture, period. Ortho-Indy Northwest, June 21st, 2021. Assessment, left knee pain. They say she was T-boned on the driver's side on April 20th, 2021. She was evaluated in the emergency room, period. Her left knee was evaluated, but her left ankle injury was her primary injury at that time period. Examination of the left knee showed mild patellofemoral crepitance period. She has exquisite medial joint line tenderness to palpation and to a lesser degree lateral joint line tenderness to palpation period. She has exquisite medial retinacular tenderness period. She has no instability to varus or valgus, period. She has a markedly positive McMurray's test medially, period. Discussion mechanism of injury would suggest that her left knee likely has soft tissue, possibly bony contusions, period. Her exam is certainly suspicious for medial meniscus tear and or patellar dislocation, period. Another note from Ortho Indy, October 6, 2023. Active problems: 1, chondromalacia patella; 2, left knee pain; 3, neck pain, period. Another note from Ortho Indy, August 1, 2022. She has continued in therapy secondary to left patellofemoral syndrome symptoms / tendonitis, period. Ortho Indy physical therapy note, initial evaluation. June 17th, 2022. Patient reports onset of left knee pain since MVA that occurred on April 20th, 2021, period. Emergency room records from St. Vincent's Anderson, April 10th, 2021. Patient was involved in an MVA earlier today, period. She was going through a stop sign and was hit by another car who ran the stop sign, period. She was hit on the passenger side, comma. Patient was restrained. Airbags were deployed, period. Complaints of left-sided pain, comma, abdominal pain, comma, left arm pain and left leg pain, period. Abnormalities noted on physical examination and were documented, period. Emergency diagnosis: 1, MVA; 2, abdominal pain; 3, ankle sprain, period. X-rays of the left femur were negative for fracture, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after review of the medical records and performing an IME, have found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of April 10th, 2021, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, ENT examination was negative, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Cervical examination was unremarkable. Thyroid was normal, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the right lower extremity was normal, period. Examination of the right knee was normal, period. Examination of the left knee demonstrated 15% swelling, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation, period. There was diminished strength in the left knee, period. There was crepitance on range of motion of the left knee, period. There was diminished range of motion of the left knee with flexion diminished by 26 degrees, period. Examination of the left patella revealed it was freely mobile without tenderness or crepitance, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Sensation was normal, period. Examination of the skin failed to reveal any major scarring, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are: number 1, left knee trauma, comma, sprain, comma, pain, comma, effusion, comma, edema, comma, bony contusions, soft tissue contusions, tendonitis, and patellofemoral syndrome, period. Number two, mild. Mild possible aggravation of a pre-existing asymptomatic chondromalacia patella, period. The patient has had no history of prior knee problems or prior negative diagnostic studies, but in view of present radiographic studies, this is certainly a possibility, period. Number three, abdominal trauma and pain resolved. Number four, left ankle trauma and sprain resolved, period. New paragraph. After review of all the records, I disagree with the report of Indiana Medical Consulting, period. They feel that her problem with her knee is due to a pre-existing patellofemoral chondromalacia, period. I totally disagree with that theory, period. The patient has not had any prior history of trauma to that knee, period. The patient has not had any prior diagnostic studies which demonstrate this finding, period. On my physical examination, her abnormalities appear to be consistent with the automobile accident of April 10th of 2021, and there are no prior medical conditions that would enter into that equation, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period, utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to Table 16-3. The patient qualifies for a left 9% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 4% whole body impairment, utilizing Table 16-10, period. The basis for this 9% lower extremity impairment is strictly and totally the automobile accident of April 10th, 2021, period. By permanent impairment, I am saying that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in her left knee for the remainder of her life, period. As she ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the left knee area, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing over-the-counter medications will cost approximately $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Some injections in her left knee will cost $2,500, period. A knee brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. The patient relates that possible surgical intervention was discussed but was not necessary at this time, period. I certainly agree with that, but there's always the possibility that arthroscopic surgical intervention may be necessary, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.